Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sajata, and nothing's off limits, and we keep it real.
Hey, tribe, what's going on? We are back. We found time.
I know.
It's only been, two full weeks of school?
Yes, I think so, right?
And there's always stuff.
Always. There's always either like football game, volleyball PTA game.
Meetings, open house, meet the teacher. Curriculum night.
Yeah.
Just.
Or taking the kids out with their friends or doing something.
Yeah.
For me, it's like I'm taking the girls here and there. Right now, they're at a football game.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to have to pick them up from a football game in just a little bit. So it's nonstop.
Okay. So are you looking forward to Rhea driving so that she can kind of alleviate some of that? For you, maybe take Ari in places that he needs to go to.
We'll go back to how I've been feeling. You know how I've been feeling? I don't think that they're too involved in too much with the phone that I don't know if they're, I don't know. I'm not looking forward to that. I'm going to take it slowly now. But one thing I have is Ari and rides his bike to school. Today was day two, and I was like, whoa.
Does he ride the bike himself, or do you ride with him?
He has a friend that comes and picks him up.
Okay.
He has a friend that picks him up, and they both ride together.
That's interesting.
And I'm like,
I've seen Bob drop him off twice late after the bell rings. I see Bob pull into the.
Yeah, Aryan wasn't feeling good. And I was like, hey, I think you still need to go to school. And if that's the reason why. It's okay. Not because we were late. Okay. We're actually early. So it's like kind of like he's on his own most of the time. But yeah, it was nice. I was like, oh, I don't have to pick him up. Oh, I don't have to drop him off.
Isn't that a game changer?
Oh, I love it. And I love the fact that he has somebody with him.
Right. And they're not by themselves. Bless you.
It's okay. It's a lesson learned for our son that needs to be there on time. And I'm not going to rush it and look like everybody knows everybody.
I know. So they'll know if you're the one driving too fast. They'll give you look at you dirty, and you will be on neighborhood app, your car and license plate, make and model.
Oh, yeah. They'll know. Make
everyone aware that you're blowing through stop signs or crosswalks, whatever
it is. They
know
me from a distance. They'll be like, oh, there's a brown girl here.
When you say the brown girl? Oh, there's
not
like
that
five.
Many. You counted. Oh, no, you counted five brown people.
I literally just pulled that out of my ass. I don't know if that's, but it sounds kind of.
I know
close.
You're not including yourself.
No, that's different brown.
You claim to be my brown sometimes.
I get darker than you. That is for sure.
But then the next day you're like back to your color again.
No, I'm not. I keep it. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
So, Laurel, do you want to tell your story? Since you're in here, do you want to tell your story about why? I think Miss Sujata would love it why you got moved already. She got moved from her original spot taking a nap to a new spot.
So, and I got moved because I was trying to give Leo the paper I had in my hand, and I was throwing it to him. I farted, then you were both laughing. Devin said, "Then move me."
Did you get that?
Kind of. She did. She threw something, and she got moved.
One of her friends, Leo, wanted her paper during nap time, and she tried to throw it. But as she threw it, she also farted. So
I thought I heard that. Okay.
So then they both laughed, and she got moved.
Oh, so you got in a little trouble there.
Yes.
She's laughing about it.
I know.
She's got no fear.
That's no fear ever.
And then the other time, she already got flashed at school on the second day of school by some kid. We won't say his name, but what happened? He came out of the restroom with...
The same privacy as daddy.
Oh, the same privacy as daddy.
Oh my gosh.
He shuffled out of the restroom.
And the teacher said, get out. Get in the window and she said to me, "Get out, Laurel."
Okay, go with Daddy.
She's like, what I got from there is he has the same parts as her daddy.
So he came out of the restroom with his pants around his ankles.
Oh my
and underwear, and he just walked out with his shirt up to his chest, like holding it up, and the teacher's like, "Oh my gosh, go back inside."
Oh my
gosh. And so I was like, "Oh wow, my daughter already got flashed on the second day of school."
But it's not like she hasn't seen it before.
Oh, I know. That's what she knew. Kids, man. That's some shit.
It is.
She is cute, but then she's cute but psycho.
Now I know what you're talking.
You know that song? And everyone's like, "Oh, she's so cute." But I'm like, she's fucking crazy too. And now you know. It's like Aryan.
Yeah.
I thought Aryan was, I mean, he is super sweet.
Yeah, he is super sweet.
And you're like, oh my gosh, he yells and is so short and stuff. And I saw that one time.
Yeah.
Now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh.
Now I know what. Ooh, I was like, Jacqueline's like, "Oh, these dogs." I go,
yeah, I'll take the dogs over.
Yeah, we'll have the dogs roam around and they'll listen at least, you know.
Yeah.
Place. Or no, off.
Off. Yeah, that's your word. Ooh. I wish, like, you know, you can send your dog for boarding and training. You can send your kids off for that and then they come back. And
they're disciplined.
Yeah, all you have to do is just enforce all the rules that they teach them, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
that would be cool.
That would be cool. Like, you should be able to apply that. I'm like, yeah, sometimes I'm not sure if I have the energy.
Also, like, they're so comfortable with you, and it's not like we don't discipline. They can test you, right?
Yeah.
So ever since school started, my go-to is I'm gonna call your teacher. I literally grab the phone and pretend I'm going to call, and then she stops. So that is how I'm running the ship now.
Oh, yeah. You got to have something to put some fear in them.
Exactly.
Blackmail them somehow.
Now that school started, it's calling the teacher.
Mine was Momo.
Oh, my God. You. Yeah. But then you give them nightmares.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. But I did that for a little bit and that stopped working. Then you're trying to find something else.
Well, because they also, I think they found out it was fake.
Yeah.
But it's
like
scary.
You keep on using the same thing over and over and you don't do anything.
So what we need to do is, I know in your culture, we talked about this. There are like bad, like instead of like the boogeyman, there's like in the Mexican culture, there's like La Llorona or El Cucuy or Chupacabra, like the things that are like folklore that you could scare them with. I know in India we have
some
things like that that you can like also say, "Oh, I'm gonna put the fear."
I don't think I ever used that because I didn't grow up, my parents didn't have to do that to me, so I never
knew that.
But I know we have. We have
heard
some.
All of the tales.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I was a good kid.
Did you ever have a Ouija board?
Yes. Well, I did not have one. One of my friends had one and it was creepy.
It is creepy. But you know what? They still sell. They sell them where the games, like by Monopoly.
Oh, they still have it?
Oh, yeah. It's a very cheap version of it.
We should try that together.
Mm-mm.
Will I?
No, I am so fucking scared.
Oh, you are?
Oh, I'm so scared. Like, here's the thing. I like watching scary movies. I don't like the ones that could be real, like Paranormal Activity. I don't like that because, you know, we've talked about this. Like, you and I have like a sixth sense where we feel like we're already in that kind of space.
Yeah.
So when you like joke about bringing up spirits or doing something like that, I really get freaked out. Because they're going to latch on to me. You know what I mean? I'm the one. So whenever we were little, we'd try to do that, all the cousins. And I was flipping out. I was probably around 8 or 9 and I was freaking out. And
really?
All like my sister and like the older cousins were doing it. And then she locked me in the restroom and she like screamed bloody, what is that called?
Bloody Mary
5 times.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember you used to go in the bathroom?
Girl, that's what she did to me. She pushed me in there after saying that.
Oh, I was so scared of that.
Girl. I was like crying.
We got to do that now.
No. That shit fucks me up. I'm
I have never seen Jacqueline scared. So
I would be so, so scared. Girl.
I would like to see that.
Oh, no. I can see any scary movie, put any Saw, any whatever, but Paranormal Activity. I told you the story, right?
About what?
So we were living in Chicago, and my cousin and my sister came to visit me. We saw Paranormal Activity, but then we went out with my friends. We came back. We were hammered. So she's sleeping in the guest room with my sister.
Okay.
I'm in my bed in the bedroom by myself. I don't know what happened, but I woke up. I was naked. I came to. I was using the guest bathroom that was outside of my room. I mean, I had a bathroom that was in my bedroom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I walked out.
Okay. Naked.
Naked. I became aware when I was sitting on the toilet just laying, and I was like, why am I in this restroom? And so then I walk.
You didn't question yourself, why am I naked? But you're like, why am I?
Well, yeah, because I'm, you know, you get hot and whatever. Okay. Like you come home and you just want to take your clothes off and we just like stout. So then I go to the guest room and I'm like just standing by the bed looking down at her, just staring at her. And that's what they do in the movie.
Okay. You're kind of freaking me out.
Exactly. Right now. This is what I'm saying. So I nudge her and I'm like, Lisa. She's like, what? I'm like, come sleep with me. I'm scared.
She's probably like, you
scared me.
She
just comes up. She gets up. She doesn't even say anything. She just shuffles along and she sleeps. She gets in the bed with me. And I just continue to sleep naked because I was freaking myself out. Like, I also was cognizant of me staring over her. And I was like, holy shit, they do this in the movie. And I was like, fuck this. I am not sleeping by myself. So I made her get up and go to the room. That's what I'm saying.
But if I was like, laying down sleeping and you're staring at me, it would freak the heck out of me.
I know, but she was asleep. She didn't know.
Oh.
She couldn't feel it yet.
She couldn't feel it, yeah.
I guess not.
Usually I could feel someone just like,
I know, my kid, too.
My daughter, Rio would come, she was just staring at me and I'm like,
oh, I feel all that too. I can even, so we have a sound machine and I can even hear if someone like walks by, that little interruption of the, they don't even have to make a noise, but the interruption of the sound machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I don't like those things, that anything with spirits, conjuring, talking to the dead. Like, honestly, that shit freaks me out. And so that is why.
I forget conjuring is real.
Yeah.
I didn't realize
and
that.
And so is Annabelle. There's a real Annabelle doll. It's like, you know what's creepy?
Okay.
And it's an Annabelle doll. It looks like a Raggedy Ann doll. Do you know what that looks like?
Yeah, I do.
It looks like that. It was touring. Like you could, it was touring around the U.S. and so you could go see it.
Okay.
One of the guys who was part of the crew, like, just died in his hotel room, like, for no reason at all.
Did he have the doll?
That's some shit. I don't think he had it in his room, but he was part of the crew who was, like, traveling.
What?
Yes.
This is one of your true crimes podcasts that you...
No, I saw it on Daily Mail.
That's crazy. That's kind of freaky.
I know.
I'm just trying to think of, so I have actually witnessed an exorcism.
Shut up.
I was little. I was in India and they had told, you know, their kids, you're not supposed to be watching
course,
that.
Yeah, of course.
I was young and I was with my grandma at her house and she's like, go inside, don't come here. And I'm like, well, obviously if you're going to tell me not to come, I'm going to come and watch. So I saw the exorcism happening and this lady was, she was crazy.
Was she it was, like the movie? Was her body all going crazy?
Yeah, she was in the water and it was just, yeah, she was going crazy. Her hair was like super long. I mean, what you would imagined it, that's what it was.
Did she look visibly different than you and I?
No, I just remember now. I remember I was only like 6 years old. I just remember everyone just staying away from her and she was making weird noises and she would make this like really fast, like
a natural movement.
Yeah. Oh, I got chills right now. Just talking.
You're going to be so scared to go to sleep tonight.
Well, I'm going to be scared of walking to my car. You're going to walk me to my car today. I realized years down the line, that's what was happening.
You should have listened to your grandmother.
I know.
That's what happens. And now you can't get it out of your head.
No, I can't. I can't get it out of my head. And now like that really freaks me out because so I didn't realize what was happening. After that, I just was scared. Me and my grandmother were talking about it. And that's when we would watch her. She would watch that movie. It was with Linda Blair.
Yeah.
Exorcism. What was it called? Exorcism. And my grandma would laugh when she would do that. Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, now I know what was happening. And then I was like,
so you told her you saw it?
Yeah, I did.
And what'd she say?
She didn't say anything. There's a belief that you can be possessed, right?
Yeah.
Like, why does that happen?
So I'm not talking about just possessed. I'm also talking about just spirits in general, like attaching to people or like visiting certain people. You know, you hear also you have to have this gift or something.
Yes. I feel like I have a gift for like me and you can like.
Me too. And so that's why I'm saying I don't want a Ouija board, because then we're going to have a lot of shit between us. It'd be content. That's for sure. But
like you said, shit between us, like what would happen?
Like we'd probably have spirits between the both of us and trying to make us like do shit for them, like close the chapter in their book or whatever, like finish their last task that they didn't get to do or something.
Or
say I love you to the person that they, you know, a ghost.
I am very curious, and I believe in like tarot cards, palm reading and all that kind
of stuff.
Which,
by the way, we still need to do that.
Yes, we do. I totally believe it. I was in San Francisco and I still remember this. Rhea was 2 years old and we were there at the pier and this random lady came and she whispered something in my ear.
Oh God, no.
And I was like, whoa, where did that come from? And she knew some stuff about,
what did she whisper so quickly?
Something about my life. And I was like, oh my gosh, that was scary. And I told Bobby, she just said some stuff that nobody else knows about. And I don't even know her. She just randomly came up to me. It creeped me out the way she did it. But then it also made me curious to know, like, what else does she know about my life? But I even told Bob, and I can't remember, like, right now, right off the top. Next time I'll try to remember. But I remember it was very specific to me.
Wow.
That nobody could just pick up.
I get freaked out about that stuff because I believe to some extent that is true. I feel like that is a gift. My fear is that either I would change the way I am living to either prevent or to just succumb to like what they would say.
So okay. So you would be affected by what someone says.
I think I would to some extent, or I'd always be wondering or questioning, but let's just say, okay, be weary of planes, right?
Yeah.
I probably may never
fly again,
you know,
but it's not to that.
I've never had one done. So
I've got my palm read and I've got another reading done when I was younger. And they do that like by what time, what date you were born. Very specific to like the minute. People do that in the Indian culture when they were born, right?
Okay. Yes.
And so one thing they did say that when I was born, that I was going to have a lot of stomach issues.
Oh.
So it was like more health related.
Yeah.
But it's so true. So they had me wear like there's like stones according to what your body energy is. Mm. And you hear about crystals, but they have white topaz or something, but it has to be touching. But like my sister had different type of stones that would be touching on her skin too for that energy. But everything that I've got my palm read and I've got tarot cards. And everything has come true, but I don't live my life according to that. Will it bother you if you hear it, or would you be like, rub it off and like, this is not true? Because like,
honestly, I really don't know because I've never had it done. And so I can't, to the extent of what they say or the types of things they say, I have no idea either. So it could be like small stuff or it could be really impactful. Like you're going to lose somebody really close to you. And so I'd be like, Is it you?
I'd
be questioning and I would always live my life thinking about that.
So it's so weird. I would think I would be the same way, but I have not thought about it at all. I always realize it after the fact. I was like, this was said. But my dad got his read by tarot cards also. He would have a tape and they'd record it for you.
Oh, wow.
We would listen to it over and over, but there was one part that we did not understand. It said you're gonna go very, very far away. These doors are gonna open. You're gonna go really, really far away, and like, you're gonna meet people that you haven't met in so many years.
Oh, are you talking about him dying?
Well, we didn't know at that time.
I know, but you think that looking back, you think that's
We were just questioning that all the time. Mm-hmm. We're like, are we going to India? Are we, what are we doing? Yeah. So it's,
I'd be scared. Honestly, like I'm intrigued, but I am also very hesitant to do something like that.
I'm all for it. I want to know. I'm a total believer.
Okay. I'm a believer.
But before that, let me say, it's not always good stuff that they
that's what I'm
just
saying.
Say it according to you, and it's very specific towards
yeah
your life.
See, I don't know, we'll have to see.
Yeah,
our well, topic is say. Not sweating the small stuff.
Yep,
we can't live thinking about all the little things, like complaining about stuff. Kids don't have lockers, right? So one of the moms was complaining about, well, how are the kids going to carry all their stuff? We literally got a text like at 6 a.m. a group chat text. And okay. I was just like, what the heck? First of all, it was in the summer. And oh. I was just like, not okay.
Yeah.
To text anybody, much at six less in the a morning. Group text at 6 a.m. These moms are have opinions and they put it to a group and they want you to back them up. And it could just be like stupid stuff like, hey, they should have pumping soap in the restroom versus bar soap or just whatever. And I'm just like, does it really matter that much? Like you're fretting over the smallest things in your life.
After all the, mm-hmm. you know, shootings and everything, I think they just don't do lockers anymore.
Oh, I know that. And there's
and
many,
Rhea doesn't
many
have it in high school either.
Right.
Just saying.
Many, many reasons, right? But we've known this for years. Mm-hmm. How many kids have gone and now your kid is going to go and you want to complain about them not using lockers. Like, if you want to do that, that's fine. Go to the board. But I'm not going to jump on that because, first of all, there's so much. If there's a reason to complain, there's going to be lots of reasons to complain.
Yeah, they'll survive.
And I'm just like, I can't get behind you. Yeah, it sucks. Whatever. But I'm not going to make a big deal like, oh, maybe we should go talk to the principal. I don't have time for that. Every kid seems to be able to do it. Yeah, does it suck? Sometimes it sucks worse.
But they get they,
but they do it. And you know what? It's let them. They have to do hard shit. I'm
That's
sorry.
The least of my
Exactly.
That was the least of my concerns going into middle school. I need middle school is such an odd time.
Exactly.
And I am more concerned about my kids' well-being and if they're having a good time. And you know what? Like you said, they're going to have to learn to navigate around things like that. Mm-hmm. Not everything is going to go my way and not everything is going to go their way. Okay.
If they don't like their teacher and they wanted the other teacher or their kids in one class, like they're going to have to sit with people they don't like.
Yes. That's
they're
going
to have
that's
it, the bad kid in their class.
And they're going to have to learn. And you know what? They're going to have to learn to deal with different types of people. Mm-hmm. And also they've got to learn that they can be friends with different types of people. It's good to have their core friends, but it's also nice to venture out too. Rhea's met a lot of good friends out there.
Of course.
And you don't let go of anybody else that you've been friends with, but it's kind of nice. You learn things from them. So I think that's important that you don't just stick with your clique.
Yeah.
I have an issue with cliques, but you shouldn't have to be mm-hmm. cliquish. Just venture out. Yeah.
Or if you don't get on this chess club and your friend does, like, are you going to make a big deal about it? Like, sometimes you can't do what your friends do, you know. I feel like if you're a type of parent, you're going to have a problem with so many things.
Yes. And I will say it is hard when your kids are trying out for things and some kids make it and some kids don't.
And I mean, it's very tough, and I'm sure it's tough as a parent to see that and to see your child go through that emotion.
Yes, it is very hard. I'll say it's very hard. It's something that the kids can learn from, but it's also something that I had to kind of let go and learn from it that we have to just navigate. Not everything is going to go their way or my way.
Yeah.
It's both of us. It's like I, as a parent, I'm like, oh my gosh, I really wish that they would make it in this team or whatnot. And sometimes when it's not, you know, you got to like, you have to be okay with it so you can tell your kids how to be okay with it.
They're going to experience later on in life too. Rejection, not making a team, or trying out for something and not get it.
Or they can be that parent that sucks up and plays it political. They play it political and you know, I have some of those parents that will do whatever they can. They have no shame to the game.
Oh, God, no.
They have no shame to the game. No. And it's disgusting to see what level that they will do for their kid to make it. I mean, wherever their kid wants, they'll do anything for it.
Yeah.
And if that means sucking up to the coaches or teachers.
Complaining or going around to higher ups.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm not going to say anything right now, but it's disgusting. So.
Well, I know. And then you feel like once you're that type of parent, you're that type of parent to all your kids. And so I feel like in elementary, they're like, oh, it's that mom. It's that mom.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be that mom. Because if it truly, truly, truly mattered, I would say something. But this shit does not matter.
But how long are you going to do that for your kid? Are you going to keep on being like, okay, coach, my daughter does this. Please get her on this team and let her play this position because she's good. Well, it's going to only go so far because some coaches will listen, some coaches won't. But what's going to happen?
Yeah.
And down they're college always, and work. Are you going to go and interview for
them? I mean, it's always going to be something like the whole rush, the whole rush thing. And it's such a big deal now, especially with and social media and stuff. But like, they spend thousands and thousands and to hire someone so that they can get into these sororities, style them, do all these things for them, write their stuff. Some parents will go so far. I guess if you have the means and you're that type of parent, money gets thrown around so that they can appease their kid or make life so easy for them or avoid tough situations. And money doesn't fix everything.
No, but then they'll figure it out one way. They'll get so far, then they'll get stuck because money's not going to work at this point, you know?
Yeah.
It may have worked them this far, but it won't go forever.
You think all these things don't matter or, oh, I'm just trying to help them out. You start training them to think that they can complain. And if they complain, you'll fix it for them.
Right.
But honestly, the other part to that, you're going to raise some pussy ass kids. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
Like, come on now. Let them learn some life lessons.
They've got to fall and they've got to figure it on themselves. Like, it's okay. Like, I had to learn. It's okay for your kid to be sad, to be upset, like through the emotions. Because that's, you want to see your kid happy all the time. But there's times that they're going to have to go that and you're just going to have to be there. And they're going to have to learn. So I haven't gone that far. I've thought about having Uber teen, whatnot. We'll think about cars later.
We're already Uber drivers. I feel like we're Uber drivers.
Hey, if I would do Uber driving, I don't care to drive. Someone drive me around would be nice.
Here's the thing. We used to complain about summer, like, oh my God, we're suffering these kids everywhere. We are literally going back and forth. And so I see in this neighborhood, you recognize all the moms dropping off, picking up, dropping off, going out. And I'm just like, we are some fucking Uber drivers. That's all we do.
We do.
And we do. I don't mind it.
They eat in the car, we get them food. We do. Yes, everything.
Can my kids just like sometimes opt for the silent version, the silent mode, like where like you don't talk to the driver didn't talk to you? Like that would be cool. That would be great. But no, I never get that. I have the girl who's telling me all the details.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's kind of cool, but also she's also into my business too. So she's like, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? I'm like, mind your business.
The girl is?
Laurel. I'm talking about Laurel.
Oh, yeah, she is. Oh, she wants to do the podcast with us. She wants to do the podcast with us.
But she's, I'm just like, oh, mute.
She's another you though. Got to say.
I was good growing up.
You're still good, but I'm just saying she has your personality. She has FOMO just like you do. She has FOMO.
That is real.
Yes. I just have to say.
I should get a necklace. That is like just totally me. That's why I do all the stuff because I don't want to miss out.
You know, a friend of mine said watching Jacqueline on Instagram gives me anxiety for how much she does. I go, don't worry. I'm like, I cannot do anywhere near what she does. And I'm okay with it. I feel like I already have a busy life and I'm like, hey, I cannot
FOMO
do that.
FOMO and YOLO.
Yeah, that's true.
You never know what will happen, could happen, you know. Like, it's a girl's dinner. Okay, it may be, I'll go to the next one. It may be 6 months for the next one. You know?
Well, you missed that last one. I was like, actually made it and you didn't.
That was rare. That was super rare.
Yes, yes.
Well, okay. So let us know. What do you think? Helicopter moms, lawnmower moms, whatever you call it, letting your kids go through all the emotions, letting them get disappointed. Don't make life easy for them. Easier than it already is than what we had it. Let us know like what you do or what you would do in those situations and how you overcome it. Don't forget to follow us on our Instagram at Authentically Moms and rate us and review wherever you're listening to this podcast. Don't forget to tell your friends, your family, keep it up. We are climbing in the numbers and we appreciate it.
Yes.
You keep doing you, boo.
All right. Thank
you. We'll see you later. Bye.